All right. So, what's up, everybody? Welcome to my channel. I decided to do an impromptu live stream just because I'm disappointed, man. I'm disappointed in the Chicago sky. And I have to get my thoughts out. I wasn't going to say anything, but it's bothering me. So this is going to be a quick live. I didn't announce it, so I don't know who's going to show up, if anyone shows up. If no one shows up, this will just be a regular video. Hopefully people watch it later. But we got to talk about the Chicago sky. And I see RC is in here. RC says, no, you didn't. I had to do a pop-up. I had to pull an RC because I have thoughts. I have thoughts, and I'm upset. I'm really upset. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, hey, Carla. Hey, Keisha. For those of you that don't know, I don't even know how you can't know, but okay. So Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso, of course, get drafted to the Chicago Sky. And, you know, it's a lot of hoopla. It's a lot of excitement around that, right? You know, at least for fans like me, I'm super excited. I would have been happy, you know, wherever Angel went and wherever Camila went, but to have them together is a big thing, right? So we're excited about Chicago. Both of them are going to be teammates in Chicago. Chicago's fans seem to be very excited about it. And for what I thought or what I knew or seen, it seemed like Chicago Sky seemed to be very excited about it because, you know, it was a lot of posts about being excited about Angel coming and Camila coming, and they kept, you know, showing the draft, and then they're showing them, you know, with the hats on, and it, you know, they're tweeting things out and posting things and talking about, you know, ticket sales and jersey sales and just creating a lot of excitement right in the beginning, right? So I'm like, okay, Chicago is on it. Like, they are happy to have these women on their team. They are you know, they're building excitement. The fans are excited. I was so excited, y'all. I bought a ticket draft night. I'm an Aces fan. I'm not a Chicago Sky fan. I bought a ticket to go to Chicago to see Camila and Angel play. They're going to be playing my Aces, but that's how excited I was to see them together, right? And other people were too. So seeing this in the beginning, they're posting. It's like every other day, it's like three times a day. They're posting about the draft. They're posting about Angel. They're posting about Camila. And you know, they're showing that Brazilian fans are happy that Camila is going to Chicago. And they're showing like all these fans happy that, you know, Angel is going to LSU and all this stuff. And I mean, going to LSU, going to Chicago. And it's exciting. And then it kind of just tapers off. Like, they start talking about the jersey sales. By the way, two of Angel's jerseys on the Chicago site are sold out. Two of Camila's jerseys on Chicago site is sold out, unless they restocked recently. And then the last jersey they had, it was like a couple of sizes left, but they were on their way to being sold out. So there's obviously a lot of excitement built around them, right? And so I'm looking on, you know, I follow these, you know, WNBA and women's basketball pages and stuff like that. And I'm seeing this and you know, I see Aliyah Edwards signing her contract or whatever she was signing. She was there signing. I see her practicing in the facility. Of course, I see Caitlin Clark practicing in the facility. Then I see her practicing with the team with Aliyah Boston. And good film. Like, it's, you can tell it's produced. Who else did I see? I saw the Aces. The Aces are showing their prospects. Now, I didn't expect a bunch of hoopla with the Aces because we don't really know who they're going to keep. So I'm pretty sure they're like, calm down, y'all. But I'm just like, okay, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. I'm not really seeing much about Angel and Camilla. Now, I follow Angel and Camilla. And, you know, Angel's really excited. She's moving. She's talking about packing up. She, you know, traded in her car, got a new car. Camilla is trying to soak up as much time in South Carolina as she possibly can. Like, that girl waited until the last possible moment to leave South Carolina before heading to Chicago, right? So, I mean, I'm watching them. So I'm like, you know, this is exciting. And then I see, I saw a clip of Alyssa Peely from Utah, but she's drafted to Minnesota, and they show her. She's Native American and Samoan. So they actually had some kind of presentation for her inside the arena that they play in. And so they had a big presentation for her. I hadn't yet seen the Caitlin Clark red carpet, you know, getting her there in a sprinter moment. I hadn't seen that yet. So I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. You know, everybody's getting introduced. That's awesome. And then, you know, they say Camilla, I'm on Twitter and I follow some of the journalists, and the journalists are saying, oh, Camilla Cardoso is having an introductory press conference via Zoom. You know, I'll be tweeting out the questions as they come, because I don't think the video is up yet, is what the person was saying. And so I eventually see the video, and it's Camilla on Zoom, and, you know, they're asking her questions, blah, blah, blah. You know, Camilla don't talk much. You know, she says a few things, but she's really not, you know, not really into the same questions being asked over and over again. And from following her, I knew that she was going to leave to go to Chicago on Thursday, which is today's Saturday. So it would have been a couple of days ago. Following Angel, I knew Angel would get to Chicago. I think she got there on Tuesday. And so when Camilla had this press conference, I believe it was on Tuesday, and I knew that Angel would be in town on Tuesday, I was looking for Angel's press conference. And so I think it happened on Wednesday. I see video of her walking into the rec center or whatever it is that they practice. And she walks in and does a press conference. And, you know, I don't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's her press conference. Not many people are there. She's dressed down. It's not a huge deal, right? I didn't think anything of it. But as I'm watching, like, I watch it. Well, first of all, I watch the press conference and you can't hear. Like, you can only hear Angel. You cannot hear any questions being asked. You can't hear the people asking questions on Zoom. She can't hear the people asking questions on Zoom. It's just very awkward. And so as I'm watching this, I watch it from the Chicago page, I think. And so I put in the comments, I'm like, why can't we hear anything? Like, this is crazy. Like, I want to hear the questions being asked so I'll know what context Angel is answering these questions in. And they say, well, Angel's the only one mic'd up. Nobody else has a mic. And I'm like, why not? Like, is this not a press conference? Like, I'm very confused on what's going on. So anyway, didn't think anything of it, right? And so after that, I'm like still scrolling. And now the algorithm is algorithm. And I'm seeing like all these other videos. I'm seeing the full video of Peely being introduced, walking in with crowds of people there in the arena. I actually have a clip of that. I see Caitlin Clark in a sprinter walking the red carpet in this huge space set up to do this press conference. Right. I've seen Nika Mule walking the Seattle, their new facility. I see that. I already talked about Aaliyah Edwards. Who else did I see? I saw, Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson and Mackenzie Forbes being invited to the Laker playoff game to sit in the executive box with Magic Johnson. I see that. I don't see anything from Angel or Camilla or Brenna. Nothing. I see y'all in the comments. Hey, y'all. Nothing. And so I'm confused. So I'm like, okay, surely they're waiting for Camilla to get there because she won't get there till Thursday. Surely they're going to wait for Camilla and then they're going to do something big with her and Angel and Brenna. Like, they're going to do something big. I know it because they were so excited to have them there. And it's crickets. It's crickets, y'all. I'm confused. I cannot understand. You literally have two of the best players in the post in college basketball, that one that just came off an undefeated season, who's been on a team that's only lost 3 games in 3 years, who just won a national championship. And then the other person you have is one of the most popular players in all of college basketball. She's right up there with Caitlin Clark, whether people want to agree with it or not. She is just as popular, just as known, just as recognizable, who also just came off of a national championship the prior year, who also has been battling with this other person that you have on your team. There is so much there. There's so much there. And it's nothing. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think anything of this press conference until I saw those videos. And then I saw Quita's video. Shout out to Quita Love Sports. I'll probably put a link to her video in this video, but she made it make so much sense, because it wasn't like when I first saw her walking into that press conference. Like, I saw it was a WNBA page that posted it and was like, Angel walks into a what now? And like had a little emoji that's like looking around, like wondering what's going on. And I was like, hey, I was like, chill out. Like, maybe, you know, they don't have no control over what their practice facility looks like. Yeah, it sucks that they're at a rec center. It sucks that's where she has to practice or whatever. But don't bring attention to that. Like, focus on the positives. Like, at least she got drafted. At least she's doing this press conference. Don't bring, any attention to the obvious. Like, there's nothing they can do about that, right? But then I watched Quita's video. And yeah, she did talk about the rec center. But, you know, she brought context to the whole thing. Her point was, how come they didn't do anything else? Like, it can be at the rec center, but what about anything else? She's from Chicago. She's a Chicago Sky fan. As a fan, she wanted more. And then I started looking at all these other posts and I'm like, you know what? She's actually right. Now I'm kind of pissed off because I was waiting. Thursday came and went. And you know what was going on Thursday? Angel was on her live riding around Chicago with her agent, tasting Chicago food at night. They were like giving food away to the homeless people. And I'm like, okay, she's having fun, but why isn't someone from Chicago Sky with her? Like, where's the PR team? Where's the welcome committee? And you know what Camilla was doing? Camilla was on her live and has been on her IG live with Adele from South Carolina the whole time. Like, I don't think she's not been on live. Today, she hasn't been on live. But the past couple of days, that's all she's been doing. Last night, they were playing a matchmaker game. I'm like, what is, they're not, I don't see any video of them practicing with the team. I didn't see any video of them being introduced to the team. Angel said during her press conference that she hadn't even spoken to, you know, met all of the team yet because, you know, I guess they would just see each other in training camp, which starts tomorrow. But I'm like, why not? I see Aaliyah with her people. I see Peely with her people. Caitlyn's obviously with her people. This is just not. Are they fumbling the bag? Somebody help me out. Somebody, what is Chicago doing? Like, surely there's something coming, right? Like, surely there's something coming because this can't be it. I refuse to believe this is it. I really refuse to believe that this is what they're doing. And I started to think, I was like, well, maybe, you know, Chicago has the mindset of like, we're here for business. Like, we're not here for, you know, the superstars or whatever. Like, you know, when they officially make the team, when we start preseason or the season, then we can celebrate. For right now, we got work to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, maybe, but how can you ignore what you have in your hand? You know what I'm saying? Like, Camilla and Angel, that's the most talked about draft outside of Caitlin Clark. That's the most talked about draftees in the whole thing because of what they did in college and how they've been battling each other. And then you get them and you introduce one via Zoom and the other one is in a rec center that's like, it's not even, no one, it's like three rows, four rows of reporters. All the seats aren't even filled. And then nobody's mic'd up. Now, I did show a little clip of her being greeted by Teresa Weatherspoon. They had words and hugged and stuff and Ty Young. But that was it. Y'all couldn't get nobody else from Chicago to show up. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. Real quick, I'm going to go through a few of these comments because I just, I needed to make sense. RC says, I saw someone have seen an Angel Reese press conference on Playback this morning while eating breakfast and I was just scratching my head. I was bewildered and shocked. Spoiled Brad says, they don't realize what they have. SC Brad says, don't worry about sky management. Things happen for a reason. Don't let the players get distracted. It is what it is. And I agree with you somewhat with that, SC Brad. RC says, I bet you're wondering how Candace Parker played there. I know it was worse for Candace because Candace didn't have like this moment right now is when the actual skill and excitement, the actual skill of women's basketball is meeting the excitement and the social media and people are paying attention. Like this is the intersection of when that's meeting. It's always been the skill has always been there. Excitement from WNBA and college women's basketball fans has always been there. The talent has always been there, but the eyes weren't always there. And the social media aspect wasn't always there. Candace didn't have the social media that Asia Wilson had. And Asia Wilson doesn't have the social media that now Angel Reese has. You know what I'm saying? Like it's meeting at a important moment in history, in the movement of moving women's basketball forward. So now is the time to strike. Maybe you weren't used to having to promote your players, Chicago, but we're in a different time now. And if you want more tickets sold, if you want these jerseys to stay sold out, if you want this rush of just support from your community and from fans around the nation, you have to do a little bit more because right now it's like you got a filet mignon and you got a lobster. Like a good lobster. And you're serving us this meal on the top of a garbage can lid. We can't eat that. You are wasting precious goods. For what? Why couldn't someone from Chicago like pick up Angel and Camilla and Brenna and take them around to like the hottest restaurants and mom and pops shops and stuff and have them try the food. Because as far as I know Camilla hasn't been to Chicago before. I'm not sure about Angel Reese, and I don't know much about Brenna. But like, why not bring them to the community? Why not call ahead and plan something and say, hey, we want to introduce our newest additions to the Chicago Sky. Season starts this day. Preseason starts this day. These are some of our players that's going to be in training camp. We really want to introduce them to the city. Put a call out, Chicago Sky fans. We're going to be at this place, show up if you want to meet our newest additions to the Chicago Sky. And then bring them there, let them taste the food, let them see where like the hot spots are or whatever. Create some excitement. Why is Angel riding around at 7-8 o'clock at night with her agent doing that? Why is Camilla not even leaving her room? Like that's the missed opportunity that I don't know, man. I'm just, country says, yep, they fumbled on the goal line. I don't get it. Dante says, I honestly cannot believe how little Chicago Sky did for their introduction. That was so ghetto. Keisha says, some people think they want Angel to fail and sabotage. I hope not. Why draft her? Why draft her? Like, honestly, this is how I feel. I'm a fan of Angel Reese. The girl has been through enough. The optics don't look good. The girl has been through all this harassment, all these issues, her last year in college, even though she's a great player. People can deny it all they want to, but look at her stats and just look at the things that she's accomplished since she's been at LSU. But she's been through a lot, and she says, look, I want a new start. I'm leaving college. I'm ready to take it to the next level. I know I have a lot of work to do, but I'm ready. And she gets drafted. She's crying. She's happy. She's appreciative of the chance. She's happy that she gets a fresh start. And this is how y'all present her. This is her fresh start. Walking through a half empty gym. Seemingly ignoring them. They have to be doing something now. Like I've been checking the IG, seeing if Angel is posting anything about what she's doing today. Cause maybe, just maybe, they are doing something and we just don't know. But Camilla hasn't posted anything. Angel hasn't posted anything. Angel has 3 million followers. What better way to promote this thing than to have a walk-in billboard in the form of a human named Angel Reese saying, oh, look what I did today. Look what the Sky is doing. Come out to the game. Come do this. Look at all this stuff. And it's crickets. It's crickets. Dante said they treating Angel like she's Michelle from Destiny's Child. Look, Angel could have walked into a Chick-fil-A and had a better greeting than what has happened in Chicago. I am flabbergasted. Like I don't even have words. Zai says she's leaving the team. No. She's not leaving. I mean, it's bigger than that. Like I'm sure in the big scheme of things, the fans are upset, I think, but I think in the bigger picture of it, Angel and Camilla and probably a lot of players know. They just want to make a team and then do their job while on that team so later they can have some footing. If she makes a big splash in the W and earns her spot and become this super player and has a great career in the W, she'll have some footing and maybe she'll talk about this later. But I don't think, in the big scheme of things, I don't think this is a major issue for Angel or Camilla. It's just us as fans, and I just had to get it off my chest. Giletta says you can see the disappointments in Angel's face. I mean, she walked in and waved, and I don't even think anybody waved back. Like Groovy says, trifling organization. No one. No wonder why everyone left after championship. I did hear that. Like, it's a lot of people that have left that organization. Is Because, you know, it's the playing facility, it's the location, it's obviously the lack of care. Where's D. Wade? Wasn't D. Wade just, you know, hollering and celebrating that they had Angel and Camilla and then nothing? Zy says, is this the GM's fault? I'm asking questions and still unsure about what happened. We're talking about the lackluster introduction of Chicago Sky's new draftees, Angel Reese, Camilla Cardoso, and I don't know Brenna's last name from Gonzaga. Mainly Angel and Camilla because they are, they were drafted in the first round. They are like popular players. I don't know whose fault it is. I mean, they just dropped a behind the scenes video of them during the draft, and they seem to really want these players. So that's why I'm just confused that that is crickets right now. I don't get it. Keisha said at least Camilla was on Zoom. I mean, Camilla was like, look, if I'm just going to be walking through an empty gym, I might as well just stay in South Carolina and get on Zoom. I don't know. Yeah, Angel did say she was new to Chicago. So, I mean, it's just a missed opportunity, I think. Country says, has anyone seen any social media push from all the Sky's marketing team? I have not, not since draft night, and they're still putting out draft videos. Now everybody's cooking them. They're getting cooked on TikTok. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I sent them a couple of videos through their DM of other creators talking about what a horrible job they've done with Angel and Camilla. So, I mean, I don't know if the DMs are even open. Probably not, but they are. I can't. RC says, I straight up fooled you. I thought it was a pre-recorded. No, it ain't pre-recorded. I just had to get on here and talk. RC says, Chicago fans will root for their teams in unwavering fashion, but I don't see a lot of redeeming qualities about the city as a whole before the season. They never really took women's hoops seriously. Yeah, I wasn't ever a Chicago fan prior to this. So I can't speak to how they promoted their players, if they promoted their players, but they have a brand new team, a new coaching staff. They just announced a bunch of people that they hired. So I don't, the old way should not still be happening now. It should be a new wave. It should be full of excitement. You have a whole new staff. You have new players coming in, and you did all this willing and dealing to get these players. And yeah, the big scheme of things is you want to win some games and hopefully get to the point where you can win another championship one day. But y'all cannot miss. You can't miss this bad. You can't miss this bad. You just can't. Keisha says she haven't. Only thing she talked about was being proud of HBL. Yeah, outside of her riding around in Chicago at night, she hasn't really posted anything that they're doing. Zai says, this is my first time catching a live, and this is warmest day in Chi for the year. I'm lit. Well, thank you for watching. I appreciate that. SC Brand says, that has to be a real culture shock for Angel Reese. I hope it doesn't affect her play this season. I don't think it will. DJ Basco says, that's sad. Our aces have been practiced. And I know I've been seeing so many other teams that's just showing, even JC Sheldon, Dallas dropped a video the other day showing JC. So I'm like, everybody's getting this warm reception. Everybody's meeting their teammates. Everybody's having a good time. And Camilla's on IG Live talking to Adele. Angel is wishing people happy birthday and whatever else. Y'all have to do better. They have to do better by, I'm not happy about the way this is. Clearly y'all know I'm not. Keisha says, no, I'm just going to make Angel play hard. I believe that. I believe that it's not going to affect Angel in a way that I think the fans are probably more hurt than anything. Not to say that I don't know what Angel or Camilla are thinking. I know they came from organizations that really, really went hard for them. and really, like, Angel was a celebrity. Camilla was a celebrity. And so they're probably, you know, used to a certain thing and to come to Chicago. And I'm not saying that we don't know what's happening behind the scenes. So I can't say for certain that Chicago is just ignoring them. What I'm saying is that as a fan, we need to share in that excitement. And everybody else is doing it. And it's just not good optics for the stars of your team to not have a spotlight when everybody else is. I would expect Caitlin Clark, like, I don't expect them to rent no sprinters or whatever it is that they do and roll out the red carpet and have like a band plan and cheerleaders and all that stuff. Like Caitlin, because Caitlin is the number one draft pick. Indiana is overwhelmingly excited to have her. Caitlin is the face of women's basketball, whether we like it or not. So yeah, I would expect that type of thing for Caitlin. But y'all couldn't blow up no balloons. Like, y'all couldn't get, y'all couldn't make an announcement and say, hey, Chicago Sky fans, come meet Angel. Come see Camilla this time at 3:00. Maybe that's what they're doing now. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're doing now. Maybe we'll get a video later tonight and we'll see. I don't know. Dante says, NECA said when she decided to leave the Sparks, it came down to Chicago and Seattle, and her final decision was made based off the difference of support. That's interesting to know. And then as rookies, like, I don't blame Angel, or I don't feel, you know, Angel and Camilla, like, they got drafted. They don't really have a choice. Now, you can decide to not sign your contract if you're offered to be on the team. But I'm going to say the odds are not high that they would get picked up, because I'm sure someone would pick them up. But it's like you're testing the waters there. You have a team. You can stay with that team, work with that team, use it to get better, just, you know, hone on your skills. And then in your third year, you can opt out and decide to go somewhere else after you've kind of proven yourself in the W and maybe have a little bit more to stand on. Versus just saying like, this didn't feel right. I don't want to be here. I'm just going to put myself out there and see if another team picks me up. So I don't think anything like that is going to happen. RC says Reese is just touching down. She's not going anywhere. If she ever wanted to leave, it would be later. Yeah, that's just what I said. When Trust Arena from my trips to it is not big enough for all the traffic that's coming. Country says, I saw a nice video, Liberties. Yeah, I saw that too. Liberties Welcome of Marquisha Davis. I saw that. Robert, I'm good. How are you doing? RC says, Jay and Chad, I'm not even capping when I say this. When the Sky won the championship with Candace, they had their victory parade. That only lasted about 15 to 20. They only had about 15 to 20 fans there. It was so sad. Are you serious? Wow. That's crazy. Io says some of them new hires ought to be marketing team hires, and they need to line up so Seth can yell fire in their face. Please, I need to get Seth on the line, because they do need to be fired. I mean, they're hiring a bunch of people and not enough. And I'm not even a social media girl, but I care about Angel and Camilla. And y'all can't have my girls out here looking like this. Y'all can't. Y'all cannot. Zai says, what's ironic is Angel is the most popular player for the Sky in at least the last half decade outside of Candace Parker. Right. That's what I was thinking. Like I said, I don't watch, I haven't watched Chicago, so I couldn't speak on that. But I believe that. And y'all fumbling. Chicago's fumbling right now. RC says, quick question. Do you feel regret? Do you wish they both would have went somewhere else in the draft now? Or do you just want to see how this all rides out into the future for them? For me, I mean, I'm going to ride it out. Like I said, I don't. Angel and Camilla both could have went to LA, or Angel could have went to LA, or whatever. Like, it could have worked out differently. Or Angel could have went to DC, or Angel could have went to Minnesota. I don't regret, but I just feel looking at what I see now, I feel bad that the team that they got chosen to go to didn't, quote unquote, roll out the red carpet for them like the other teams seem to have, or at least show them off. Like, the only thing they've talked about is ticket sales and jerseys. They haven't really done anything else. So that's the only sad part about it. But I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to ride it out because what they need more than anything is our support, or at least support of the people that are fans of theirs. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to support them. I'm still going to watch the games. My ticket is purchased, so I'll be going to the game. Kind of sucks that I'm probably going to be cheering for the Aces. And then in between, I'll cheer for Angel and Camilla, but I'm going to be in the building, right? I do want to see how it goes in the future. I just can't believe that nothing's happening. Like, I feel like something is going to happen. Maybe they're filming something right now. Maybe they're waiting, like I said, until they officially make the team, and then it's going to be a big hoopla. I honestly don't know, but I would say, yeah, I would be happy if they had went to LA, because maybe they would have been featured. But then also, LA's facility sucks. I heard their executive team sucks. So other than their coach, I just heard that it's not the best there. So I don't know. Big Shada or Shuda says, hopefully this doesn't break their spirit. I don't think it will. Keisha said this was planned to humiliate Angel, not Camilla. Angel have a target on her back. Then why draft her? That's the part I don't get. If y'all don't like her, y'all don't want to promote her, then why did you draft her? That doesn't make sense. SC Brad says, Camilla's so happy-go-lucky, she has to be ready to get down for the hard preseason. Yeah, I think Camilla just wants to play, and Angel probably too. Again, I'm speaking from a fan's perspective. I don't know how this is affecting them, if at all. Wicked Mo says they don't know how to market it. Clearly that they don't. RC says, Jay, this is exactly what I was talking to someone about, how it's important for me to not brag too hard on the love Caitlin is receiving, because people already know she's eating off a silver platter. Yeah, as she should. She's earned it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the number one pick. She's with, you know, this team is loving on her. I'm just dumbfounded how Angel is not getting that same, not the same treatment, but again, like the other person was just saying, she has to be one of the most popular players that Chicago has had since Candace Parker. And it's just not. I don't know. I'm more excited. I feel like I'm more excited than the Sky staff, which is crazy. You have these players. I don't know. Zaz says, check. Can I get y'all WNBA rankings predictions? Don't have to be all 12 teams. Mine are number one Dream, number two Aces, number three Sun, four New York, five Wings, six Storm, seven Mercury, eight Sky, nine Fever. Oh, I would have to look at the teams to rank, but obviously my number one is Aces, coming off back-to-back championships, coming with essentially the same team. And now Candace is not hurt. I think they're going to make a big run for it. So my number one would be Aces. Number two, New York. Number three, Seattle. Number four, it's either Connecticut or Atlanta. I think Atlanta has something going on over there. Like, I'm interested to see how they're going to play. Yeah, I'll just stop there, because I don't want to guess anymore. I have to look at the teams to make an informed ranking. But yeah, Aces for sure number one for me. And I'm just going off of last year, and then the people that have gone to different teams. I think Seattle is going to be a problem. And I'm hoping that Camilla and Angel have a great season. I hope that they work well together, sooner rather than later, and they make a big impact there. Chicago did make the playoffs last year. And so hopefully they can build off that and, maybe go a little deeper in the playoffs. Now, they were number 8 seed. They went up against my Aces. They got swept. So we shall see what happens this time. Indiana did not make the playoffs, but now they have Caitlin with Aaliyah Boston. And I want to see how they're going to play together and see if they can make it into the playoffs. The Sparks have not made the playoffs in 3 years. I'm excited to see how Rekia and Cam are going to integrate with like De'Erica and Azrea and Clariton, and just see how that works out. So, I mean, I'm excited for the season. Outside of this mess that's going on, I'm really excited for the season. DJ says, I guess that's why CP3 left Chicago. Yeah, I mean, she came in, got her, I was going to say Natty, got her championship and went to the Aces, who by far has the best facility, the best everything going on over there in that place. And so for her to go there and like essentially probably going to retire there, like I think that's dope for Candace, because Candace has been in this league. How long has it been? Like 14 years or 15 years or something like that. Going to the Aces was the first time she said she ever got her own locker. And she was with the Sparks and she went to Chicago. So for you to roll up in, and she did, people say she's chasing ring. All the work that Candace has done, she deserves to go to wherever they're treating them the best. And right now it's the Aces. Seattle just got a brand new facility too. And I think Phoenix is working on one. But I can see that. A lot of these women, they're tired of the low class treatment they're getting. You know what I'm saying? In some of these teams. Like they play for the love of the game, but when you look around, you're like, I'm playing in a church, like I'm a professional basketball player and I'm playing in a church gym, because nobody wants to invest in, giving us better things. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of sad. RC says fans, meaning people, can be bitter just like with anything else in the world. IO says I'm not on social media at all, but I'm sure I'll be even more irritated seeing the difference between their dry ass welcoming and everybody else welcoming. Nate says, look at the parade again. That park was packed. I don't know what you were looking at. Nate's talking about the Chicago parade, I believe, RC. IO says, I mean, I peed some of the difference just off of YouTube clips. I have a couple of clips that I'm going to show. Zai said that was Cambidge saying the whole LA staff was trash. But NECA kind of alluded to that as well. And Candace, as to why she left. She didn't say it right out, but she kind of alluded to that's why it was time for her to go, because she has been with that team her whole career as well. Bree Wayne says Peely was welcome like a queen. Heck, they didn't do Bria Bill that way. I mean, it's a new day. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not saying that these other players that came before them didn't deserve the same kind of treatment. But like I said, like this time is meeting the moment, as Don Staley always says. And I just think this is why all that hoopla, you're getting this generation of new players that live on social media, that social media is at an all time high. Like, people are, women's basketball is constantly trending, especially college. So you get those players, then yeah, it's going to bring that there. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure some of these older players are like, she don't need no red carpet. I ain't get that. You know what I'm saying? And I led the league five years in a row, whatever. So it just depends. Keisha said Camilla's missing Dawn. Yeah, I think Camilla might struggle, not with her game, but I think hopefully, this is what I hope. And I don't know if this is going to happen. I'm hoping that her and Angel are together these past couple of days or have been together, and they actually get to hang out and go discover the city themselves and stuff like that. Because I know Camila is missing home. That is the reason why she, again, has been on live. Like, she was on live 5-6 hours just talking to Adele and just playing games and stuff like that. So I know she misses her old team and her old home and her old state and stuff. So hopefully she's found some people there that it will start to feel a little bit better. And hopefully one of those people is Angel. RC says, but look, Jay, Bulls garbage ass ain't doing nothing, not even in the playoffs. How come the Sky couldn't borrow the United Center for a more classy, organic introduction? Something. Sorry, y'all, my dog is crying. But let me show y'all these. I got these clips, and I ain't got no sound on them because they be trying to get me for copyright. But I got some clips that I'm going to let y'all see for those of you that maybe didn't see some of this. Let me pull them up because I totally forget. Rebel, sir, be quiet. You're fine. Shh. Okay, hold on. All right, so let's look. Let's look at Aaliyah Edwards. Aaliyah Edwards went to the Nationals game, traded her jersey. Now, I don't watch baseball, so I don't even know who this guy is. So if y'all watch baseball and he's somebody important, excuse me, because I don't watch baseball. Traded jerseys with this player and threw out the first pitch. So, I mean, I turned the sound off, but you can clearly see she's putting on this Nationals jersey, getting ready to throw out the first pitch. She's traded jerseys with whoever, like promoting the team, promoting, saying, hey, I'm here with this team representing the WNBA in front of a crowd of people. And I'm sure they were cheering. Like I said, I took the sound out. But she's throwing out the first pitch, right? And here's Peely. This is what she walked into. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that line of people. Look, Nafisa Collier is there to greet her. That's the lieutenant governor of Minnesota. She has a whole, look at all those people there greeting her, celebrating her, welcoming her to Minnesota and to the team. And then look at this. I didn't edit this all the way. You can see me fast forward. Let me get to the part. Look at this. Look at this here. Look how many people are here. Tamika Catchings is welcoming Caitlin Clark to the Indiana Fever. And then let's look at this. This is a TikTok that I saw. I don't know if it's sound on here or not, but this is a TikTok. Oh no, this is not the TikTok, but this is a TikTok of what Angel walked. Look at this. Not a wave. It is three rows of people. Do y'all see that? Look at this. A cameraman. It is quiet as a damn mouse. You can hear a pin drop. It is 2.5 rows of press. And that's it. I'm just disappointed. I'm just disappointed. I just cannot. I can't. Keisha says Aaliyah be on TikTok doing. Yeah, she's been dancing in her jersey. She's been dancing in practice. I can't. RC says Jay is sad though. I hate the white entitlement thing exists in sports. We love. Because ever since the Aces drafted Kate Martin, you don't hear nothing about Bria Beal as much as it's all Kate. I think it's Kate also because of Iowa and the whole Caitlin Clark thing. But yeah, I mean, we know how it is in the media, who will get, you know, propped up the most on a major stage. But RC says, Jay, you saw that super smooth embrace between Asia and Bria in the Aces facility. That was fire. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Keisha says, I think if Serena get her own team, she get Angel. I mean, yeah. But Serena better work on those facilities. Dante says, did you hear that Tia Cooper is supposed to be getting a contract with Atlanta? Look out for ATL. Yeah, I think Atlanta is already, like, they got some things going on down there, especially with the addition of Jordan Canada. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see that. Zai says, I can't stand Aces, but I had to respect them. That's why I put them number two. Welcome to the Aces channel, Zai. I hope you hang around for the season. Cause that's my team. That's my team. Keisha says Angel was dancing with her agent. Yeah, Angel is having a great time in Chicago, just without the Chicago Sky. That's the problem. That's the problem for me. Like, the two need to go hand in hand. It shouldn't be Angel is creating all the memories in her city by herself when she has a full team of people that was supposed to be excited to have her there. That's the crazy part. Yes, my dog's name is Rebel. He's over here shaking and crying like he, come here. Come here. Come on. Get over here. Come here. He's such a baby. What was I talking about? I don't remember now. I think I was looking at somebody's Wicked Mo says, love Edwards. Look at him shaking. I don't know why he's shaking. Somebody was saying, oh, Wicked Mo, Rebel, sir, you got to sit. Thank you. Wicked says, can't watch that. Shit hurts. How would that not kill your morale? It's got to be. And then, you know, the thing is, Angel already gets hate from so many different places. Y'all are setting up this girl just to be compared to what Caitlyn got, to what Angel got. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It just is. And I'm not putting this on Angel. I'm not saying Angel should feel embarrassed. I'm just saying it is an embarrassing thing for this organization, for that to be how you welcome your, you know, future franchise. Franchise players. I can get it out, I promise you. Big Shooter says, Sky should be ashamed of themselves. Zai says, I watched the press conference, didn't seem to let it bother her mood. She still seemed in a good mood, spirits, talking about Angel. Yeah, I agree. IL says, Zai, she's a rookie. She's not make a fuss about it. Plus, she's going to show up and do her job regardless, but we can make a fuss for her because she deserved much more than that. Yes, that's the point. That's the point. Angel may not think anything. Camilla may not think anything, but that's why they have fans that's going to ride for them and let Chicago Sky know that was a horrible ass introduction. That I could have did a better job than I do. I do a better job welcoming employees at my job than what they did. At least I give them a tour of the facility. Be like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so. Let me show you around. Let me introduce you to some people. At least I do that much. Y'all can't. Every time I think about it, I just get upset. I guess I can't. Yeah, he over here acting crazy. I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Keisha said, I still stay low key hating and shading. I still say stay low key hating and shading big time. What you mean? DJ says, hello, Rebel. Say hi, Reb. Say hi to the people. Reb, look at the camera. Okay. He don't want to look at the camera. His brother now wants camera time, but we're not doing all that. Sit down. Go sit. RC says, Jay, I didn't know what the fuckery was going on in Chicago until I saw Quita video on Angel Reese and them. Yeah. I had seen it, but it just didn't occur to me because I'm like, surely something's coming. Surely they're going to do something. Like this is not it. This is just something very preliminary. This is not something that like is a big deal. They're going to show something else. Like it's coming and it's Saturday and it's nothing. It's training camp starts tomorrow. crazy. Keisha said Angel probably went inside of her Jeep and started crying. I don't think she cried. But she's on social media. She knows, she sees what's going on. She's seen everybody else. So she probably is like, well, damn, that's kind of messed up. But like Io was saying, she's Angel. If it's one thing we know about Angel, is Angel's going to show up for work no matter what. So she might feel bad, she might feel away, but she is going to go into training camp. She is going to play like she's never played before, so she can make sure she's earned her spot on that team. And then when that ball goes up for preseason and the beginning of the WNBA season, she is going to do her thing and not care about everything else that's going on around her. So I just hate that for her as a fan. Make sure to say, even Rebel knows that's a damn shame, right? Say, yes, I do. I'm upset because my mommy's upset. Io says, you get re-irritated every time, 2J. Same, girl. Same. Like, Dwayne, are you on vacation or something? My guy, what's going on? Like, y'all, I can't. Dante says, Jay, I know you keep saying something else is coming, but I honestly don't think so. I believe that's it. It's just hard for me to believe. I can't believe you put out a video welcoming them on FaceTime saying, I can't wait to have you here. We're going to love on you. I'm so excited. We got what we wanted. And to watch the behind the scenes video of draft night. And they're like, yes, yes, yes. We got Camilla. Oh my God. Yes. We got Angel. That's exactly what we wanted. We got exactly what we wanted. We're so excited. And then what? Like, maybe Coach Spoon is thinking X's and O's, and I'm not saying she needs to be the leader of the welcome committee, but Chicago Sky, from what I understand, can use the publicity. Sorry. Can use that. They can use the social media boost. They can use the extra followers. They can use the ticket sales. They can use the merch sales. They can use a resurgence of energy with this team. They can use that, as with many teams in the W. So why not take advantage of it? Why not take advantage of it? Io says, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Angel, Camilla feel a way about it. But of course, they're not going to say that. They're just going to come in and go to work. But again, we could make a fuss for them, though. And I will. That's why I got on this live, because I wasn't going to do a video. I had a video prepared. I edited it and everything. I was going to put it out. And I was like, well, I'm going kind of hard on Chicago. I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be positive and, you know, just wait and see. I'm sure they're going to put something out, you know, do something else. And as the time drew close, it's now Saturday. I'm like, ain't nothing coming out. I'm still checking my IG to see Angel go live or Camilla go live and say, oh, look what we're doing. We're doing this. Nothing. It's nothing. RC says, Jay, I'm glad you came online to vent, though. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank y'all for showing up to hear me vent, because I'm upset. Io says, I know they're seeing what folks saying online, too, and it's still crickets. Like, ugh. Yeah. But hopefully they see that there's a overwhelming support for them and that we just want better for them. We want the best for them. And I hope that people, although they may be upset with Chicago as a unit, that, again, they still go to the games. They still watch the games. You still give support to Camilla and Angel and Brenna and support the team, because it's not the players' fault that they have a piss poor PR team or whatever. It's not the team of players' fault. So we still want to support them. We still want to, boost them up whenever we can and do our part as fans. But Chicago Sky will know that we are not happy about that. And I'm sure they know that by now. Wicked says Angel might have to go rogue and just take control and set up her own meeting. Right? her and her agent, like, might as well. You might as well do it. Keisha says Angel had on her Fly Chicago outfit on. When? You talking about the pink outfit, or did she actually have on something from Chicago? Ayle says, we're upset right along with you, girl. They're entirely too unserious right now. Ayle says, but for sure, we still got to support the girls. Yeah, we still do. All right, y'all. I didn't want to be on here very long. I appreciate y'all for showing up. I didn't announce it. I was planning on talking to myself, to be honest, and then just putting that video out and letting people watch it. But I had to vent. I had to get it out. I had to let my feelings out that I'm not happy with the way that my girls are being celebrated, because they deserve more. So Chicago Sky, get on your Zoom and get this stuff together. Y'all can do better than this. Come on. Y'all can do better than this. So I'm crossing my fingers that something else is coming. I'm crossing my fingers that something else is coming. If not now, maybe, like I said, after they officially make the team or something. I don't know. And even if they don't, like I said before, I'm still going to celebrate my girls and I'm still going to support them playing, because that's the only thing I can do. Emily says they need to be fired. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And next time Sess goes live, I'm going to make sure she yells out fired for us one good time. Big Shooter says, great show. Love you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be doing more this season, so stick around. I might be doing some pop-ups. Also, I'm not going to be live this Tuesday, so I decided, let me just go live now because I got some stuff to get off my chest. Keisha said she had a jersey in her hand, but the shorts said, oh yeah, I saw that. That's what she was saying in the press conference, that she had tried on some of her stuff in the locker room. And then she came down for the press conference. DJ says, take care, Jay. Let's go, Aces. Yep, let's go. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great Saturday afternoon. If anything else crazy happens, I might just pop on here again at some point later in the week or in a few days. But training camp starts tomorrow. Let's wish all our rookies the best, that these teams don't play around and cut one of our favorite players. We need them on the team. We need them to bring the energy to the W. And so training camp is tomorrow. Chicago has their first game next week. It's a preseason game. The Aces have their preseason game on May 11th. And the season will start in a couple of weeks. So I'll talk to y'all later. Thank y'all for hanging with me. As always, me and Rebel are out. Peace out.